It's amazing that some scout saw a 17-year-old scrawny kid from San Diego and projected him to be a guy who's going to hit 30 home runs a year and drive 100 runs or close and score 100 runs one day in the big leagues. That's amazing just to think about in my head that someone could pinpoint that. Yeah, they get them wrong a lot too, but sometimes they do get them right.
Not a lot of people projected that, though. And I wasn't scrawny. I was cut. I just was skinnier. I wore big pants.
Big pants. You couldn't tell.
It didn't show my figure.
Figure. Truth of 10 here, Adam Jones. Let's get to some of these Twitter questions. I like this one. This is from Penn at Rick. And he says, Brett and Simply AJ 10, how do you handle fans who criticize your play, whether you're good or bad, while on the field? And to me, this has grown up a lot, unfortunately, in sports. A lot of it has to do with social media. Not all of it, but I think in general, fans have become far more negative than they've ever been outside of the traditional Philadelphia, New York markets. And that's very upsetting for me because it's supposed to be fun and entertaining. But how do you handle it? Do you block it out? Do you even try to block it out?
Well, I mean, you hear it. It doesn't matter. People say, oh, I block things out. You're not blocking out someone telling you you suck. That's just how it works. You just have to understand that, hey, right now you might not be playing you well, and don't try to stress to make it. Don't try to stress to fulfill them. Remember, you're playing. Obviously, you're playing for the fans, you're playing for the city, but you're playing for your teammates. You're playing for the guy in the uniform next to you. So you have to make sure that you stay within yourself, which is tough at times. I mean, you're struggling. You want to, obviously, you want to succeed. Like I said, everybody wants to succeed in this game. End of the day, it ain't going to happen. Not everybody's going to succeed. It's going to be people swinging the bat well. It's going to be people struggling. It's part of the game. The maturity part of it is dealing with it. So when it comes to all that, I think the negativity, some people take it too far,
losers.
No,
I'll say it.
They don't need to be all that. But I just say people that just, some people, want to express racial slurs. That stuff right there, you took it beyond sports. If you want to say, I need to do this or need to do that, we need to do this as a team. If it has something to do with the game of baseball and the actual sport that you're watching, we get it. But to expand on, to talk about families and character and things that have nothing to do with why you even pay attention to me, then I think that stuff can be done without. But like I said, fans get on you. Fans are negative. And especially, now with the outlet of social media, it's tough. It's easy to sit at home or sit on your phone or sit on a bus or sit wherever you sit. And you had a light and you can tweet. You look at the box scores, he 0-for-4. You go to his Twitter, you rotten. So,
what do you call me?
I don't call you that sometimes. But it's easy to do that through social media, opposed to coming to the ballpark and then, finding your way all the way down to the seat and getting in his face. But like I said, you got to take a grain of salt. And Tony Gwynn told me this: if you don't want nobody talking stuff about you, don't be good.
Anna writes in, this is a good question: should the Orioles do a, quote, bark in the park, bring your dog to the ball game day? I'm all in.
Anna, I'm all in for that. I would love Missy. I would love Missy here for sure. But it'd have to be something specialized where, like I say, our flag court or something would have it, since it's a spacious area and you can protect dogs out there. You make sure they won't get hit. I think our best area would be the center field part by the bullpens, but you obviously would have to block it off a lot more and have to have somebody out there to watch out for home runs. But I don't think it'd even accommodate that. But I don't know. I think there's multiple areas in the ballpark that it could happen, even up in the high bleachers up in left field, to where obviously you got to protect these animals and make sure that them and their owners stay out of harm's way.
Have a good cleanup crew after the game.
Oh yeah, there's going to be some. You have to bring some gloves and it's going to be some masks. But I would love that.
I would love that too.
We had one the other day and. In Texas, and I was up there looking at the whole time and up in the second deck, and I was just pretty happy to see some dogs at the ballpark for no reason, just barking. There's about, I think about the sixth inning, just two dogs just start getting to it in a bark-a-thon, and I love that.
Churchill and I would be here in a heartbeat. Last one here from Julian Rico writes, Adam, better surprise walk-up song, Cakes to Rihanna's Birthday Cake, or David Lowe to DJ Snake's Get Low?
Marquez is obviously that's not his personality as Rihanna. We know that. He's more of a Brad Paisley type.
Keith Urban, maybe?
Keith. No, he don't like Keith Urban. I don't know if he likes, you know, I don't know what he likes. Toby Keith. Whatever it is out in Baltimore, it's 93.1. I know that. It's country. And that's his station. That's always on whenever I get in his car. In spring training, we ever ride together. Straight country. But probably low. I think he likes the hip-hop a little bit more than Mark Akins.
Adam, amazing as always. Another Truth of 10. We'll maybe do one next homestand, but thank you so much. Series finale coming up against the Red Sox here tonight at Camden Yards.
Well, let's clean it up, and I need to talk to your producer about having my own show.
We'll try and work that out. Adam, thank you.
Anytime.